Hi, Sim.
Hello there.
Hey, thanks so much for coming by my dressing room.
I'm so happy to be here.
Always a joy to see you.
It's so cool to see you.
This is a game day, huh?
It's show night, fifth season. I think, yes. I mean, it's always stressful. But then I get to see you and we get to talk about our amazing sponsors.
You're lying to me right now. I know you're happy to see me. At least I hope.
Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am.
You know what's really funny?
What?
I walk in here and notice a note that says, please write thank you to Les Moonves. Well, I know this is from Michael Sherman because you'll probably forget to write the thank you note.
I totally will. Dear listeners, Les is my big boss. I have a few bosses.
Everyone knows who Les Moonves is. He's the head of CBS.
He's the head of CBS and he likes our show.
So you're thanking him because...
He got us all, the whole cast, really these really nice watches.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That was really sweet of him.
Yeah. That was like a year ago.
Nice watch? So,
yeah, well, really nice watch. But anyway, point being, that's why Michael Sherman has to be very specific.
I gotcha. Well, you've got a lot going on
men
right now.
Men aren't, I do, I feel really busy. But men aren't like, they're not usually saddled with the thank you note chore. That usually goes to women.
It's annoying. It's the worst.
It fucking sucks.
Writing anything by hand right now, I just don't want to do it.
Well, it's just another, like, gender-wise, another fucking short straw, you know?
We do have some good news. So we have a winner now for our CrowdRise campaign for GAPS. GAPS is, of course, again, the organization that you are closely identifying yourself with right now, which is the Global Alliance for Prevention of Premature and Stillbirth Babies.
Yeah. You know, our listeners know how much I believe in this organization, and I cannot thank everyone enough for their support.
Yes. Dear listeners, thank you so much. With all of your help, we've raised close to $50,000, which is awesome.
I can't believe it. It's just, it just means the world to me. So thank you, everybody.
And the winner has been notified through CrowdRise. Her name is Lindsay. I don't know if I should say her last name, but she's in Cleveland. And congratulations, Lindsay. Apparently,
Lindsay's coming to LA.
Yeah, apparently, Anna, we got this from Robin from CrowdRise, who wrote and said that she's a huge fan and over the moon with excitement, a little shocked too. She's also pregnant with her first baby due in August, so she's supportive of GAPS. And she's going to be bringing,
amazing.
It's amazing. And she'll be bringing her husband, Daniel. And we're excited to have her for a future show and be our co-host.
That's incredible. And once again, dear listeners, thank you so, so much.
Thank you. And now, Macaulay Culkin.
Sunglasses? Boom, right?
Damn.
Baller.
Those are fucking amazing.
Right? I was really happy when I found them too.
Usually when I compliment somebody on something, they give it to me.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They certainly do.
So. Yeah. Okay.
All right, fine. No, here, take a look at them.
Damn.
Try them on, Anna. Let's see how they look.
Let's see. What you got?
They actually look great.
Yeah, let me look.
Can someone get a picture of that?
I know.
I know. This hurts. I hate talking about myself.
I know. Yeah, it looks like you should be sprawled out like on a beach chair in Miami. Like, you know, right by the pool. At the Delano.
Oh. Gosh. I'm already making such an ass out of myself. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey, Mac, you brought a whole crew with you. Who's in your entourage here?
I know, right?
Who is it? Introduce everybody.
We have Michelle Bega right here.
Hi.
She does publicity for me and everything.
She's the protector.
Yes, exactly. She's my sword and shield right there. And then, we have Mr. Matt Cohen. He's also hanging out in the room. I do the podcast with him.
He'll be taking over my spot for your show.
Yeah, looks
I'm
that way.
I'm the Jewish you, dude.
There we go, perfect. Well, I grew up on Long Island, so I'm practically Jewish. Manhasset. No way. Holy shit. Oh my God, it's amazing.
You guys have so much in common. Yeah. And then we have Stuart Miller. He's also a buddy of mine. He does the podcast stuff. And he's kind of like our CFO. Yeah. So
CFO.
I know. We all hold hands all the time.
You guys just started the podcast and you already have a full business going? This is amazing.
Well, yeah, because it's not just the podcast. It's also like we're doing a whole website. It's kind of like a Goop, but like different. It's like my lifestyle-y kind of things.
Gotcha.
So... Like, instead of telling you about the best Pinot for $200, it's the best whiskey for $20, but the spelling gets worse and worse, and then turns into a rant about my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I love that.
So it kind of has a little bit of the onion also in there, it's that kind of stuff. So,
what do you think the worst quality, what would you look for in a partner, best and worst qualities, at least from your past?
Best and worst qualities.
Yeah.
It's like a tricky one because it's like, yeah, because like, if I say anything about looks, it's vanity, you know.
Well,
if I say
yes.
anything about personnel, you know, yeah.
Because I asked Sim this earlier. We've known each other for a long time, and he said to me, personality, and I was like, fuck.
For a long-term relationship, absolutely.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, that in the past it's always been like, he'll be like, Anna, come meet my new girlfriend, which I'm always flattered that I get, you know, to be a part of his life. But he only said in the past, it would be like, she's a model.
Yeah, that was my like, own douchey insecurity at the time.
That's like the only defining feature. Yeah. Like, no, I see what Anna's saying. Like, yeah, yeah. It's like, well, she was a model. It's like, wait, no, she doesn't have a sparkling personality. Like, I mean, come on. Like, yeah, she's right. Nice to me. Like, you know, what else do you say?
She was very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then today he says to me, like, personality, when I asked him, and I was like, you were so fucking full of shit. I mean, like, don't,
like, are you not defending yourself?
Like, and it's almost insulting because you can't be noble around me anymore. We've known each other for too long.
Look, I mean, I'm married now to an amazing woman.
Yes,
I just got married last
month.
Who
is fucking...
That's hilarious. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
And she's gorgeous and she's smart. She's a lawyer. She's amazing.
Right, right. But she has a personality. That's why I ended up with her, because she has an amazing personality.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone else, we were just going through the motions.
They were just models.
No.
But isn't it important to, like, at a certain time in your life, for your guy friends to say to you, like, oh my God, she's really hot?
Listen, I would be lying if I didn't say that, like, yeah, like, looks matter.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Exactly. Like,
and I don't mean to be on the attack. Sorry, I don't mean.
No,
to,
you're not. You're not at all.
As
no,
I touch
not,
your
I'm
knee.
Not on the defensive. But also, like, I'm with a lady right now, and like, she is like so good to me that they feel like blows. Like, she like just does nice things, and I feel like I'm almost like at first I didn't know how to be treated well in
yes.
that kind of way. It was a strange, almost foreign kind of concept.
Yeah.
And so like that kind of thing, like, yeah, it was like that was important to me, and now it's like I realized, oh, it is important to me as well. Like, you know, it was. And it is.
Do you think that that's a universal thing, or is that part of like what we do, like being rejected?
Everyone's a delicate snowflake, you know. Yeah. I mean, everyone's different, you know.
But because I felt like very much a late bloomer, and I don't even know if I've blossomed yet. But
you look pretty blossomed.
Oh,
right
go
now.
On. Yeah, yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, look at this blossomed lady next to me. Yeah. That's how I always describe you.
But I don't know if it was the expectation of being rejected that gets reinforced with our industry, or if it's me being a woman feeling like, am I hot enough for this person? And does this person's good looks validate me? Does that
yeah,
make sense?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. But also, you're wearing your insecurity on your sleeve, which I appreciate. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like,
well, that's my like, you know,
fucking fist
bump. The best offense right here, is a good defense.
Exactly. I've just decided to be just like the best version of myself. That if there are like multiple different universes, right? Where there's multiple, like, there's one where we're pirates. There's one where we're astronauts. There's all these alternative universes. I want to live in the one where I'm the best me. I want other Max to see, like, look into this universe and go, man, that's the one I want to be like. I'd like to trade places with that Mac. Like, yeah, he's kind of like, yeah, he's baller, for lack of a better word.
I love it.
Yes. So, you know, I'm very happy with me.
So what would turn you off? Myself.
What's that?
What would turn you off?
In what context? Like, you mean like for like a potential like spouse or
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah.
Being cruel. You know, not appreciating what I'm bringing to the table, like not seeing, you know, not seeing you for who you actually are. You know, you want the whole package. You want the good looks. You know, you want the sparkling charm. You want all those things. But like, yeah, like also just someone who sees you. You know, I'm getting older. You know, I don't have time to just date models anymore, to be honest.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a segment called Just Answer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So I just answer?
Yep.
Yeah. Can I ask questions?
Yep. Did you lust after Paula Abdul?
Not lust. No. I probably got warm in my nethers at some point during the 80s. But yes, I wouldn't say lust. Lust is a strong word.
So who was like your first sort of lusty figure?
Probably my sister's Barbie doll. I was like, wow, that's a woman figure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. That was the one they made, I think, in 1984 with the genitalia. There was the only, it was like a, there was a brief version, I think.
That had like nips?
And it had like labia and stuff, ooh, right? Right? Ooh. That's the one you're talking about, right?
I'm, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the one.
The labia.
I'm getting a little warm in my nethers right now.
October, Miss Labia.
Miss Labia 1984, yes. I'm in, yes, absolutely. Also, Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Number one.
Look at Sam.
Thank you.
He never contributes.
I followed her through 90210 and mm-hmm. just every, even the white collar.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
I'm going to officially call out an Amber Alert right now.
Wait.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. All right. There you go. I'm glad.
I'm a sucker for the corn. This, yeah. It was really pretty.
I'm glad that landed. All right. Cool.
Okay. Your favorite New Kids on the Block song?
Ooh, gosh.
I know. I don't even know if I know any.
I think I know mine for sure.
What?
I mean, for me, it's easily Hanging Tough.
Yeah, that was kind of the one. That was the one I made the fun of like the most during like their heyday. So yes, I think that's probably my favorite one. My favorite one is probably my favorite New Kids song is probably a White Stripe song, I think. Yeah.
Is there a difference between the song that you made fun of and the song that you kind of actually
like? I don't like any of them, but I was able to find joy out of Hanging Tough.
But okay, all right. But by making fun out of it?
Yes.
Okay, but absolutely. Was there anything that you sort of, and it doesn't have to be New Kids on the Block, was there a song that you sort of secretly enjoyed that your friends were like,
I mean, I have guilty pleasure kind of songs. I'm trying to think. Yakety Sax, maybe?
I don't know what that...
Like Benny Hill, you know, yeah.
I don't know if you want to hear that on repeat but...
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. There's a 10-hour loop of just Andre, like, you know, 3000 just going, all right. I bugged my lady friend for like an hour. It was just on in the background. Just, hey, ya, going, all right.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, yes, she actually locked the door. It was great.
That is a good test of love.
You know what was a better test? I knew how to pick her lock now.
Okay, so you're in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Your mom comes home at 3 p.m. What TV show would you be watching?
Different Strokes, Double Dare. What was that? Remote Control.
Yeah, MTV's first game show.
Yeah, exactly. With a young Adam Sandler and a young Colin Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Thundercats, Silverhawks.
I love Thundercats. Mm-hmm. We watch the same. Well, we're almost the same age.
Gosh, we just, it's like looking in a mirror. All the models, everything. It's just.
I got to tell you guys something. Your conversation is a little bit boring.
Fine, I'll be more charming, I guess. Jeez, I guess I'm the jerk here.
I'm like spinning out on golden girls days.
I feel like I've been. Yes, go ahead. I'll stop talking.
This is so exasperated.
Golden Girls.
Love it.
Which one was your favorite?
Ooh. Listen, I've always loved Rose. Rose was great. Yeah. Actually, I had fish. I named them after the Golden Girls. So I'm a G-Girls kind of guy.
It was such a safe environment. I don't know.
The Boca Raton, like-esque Florida-ness
like,
of the show.
If you die in Miami with a bunch of your friends, that sounds good.
All right, so let's try to make a hard plan. Let's be golden girls in the second half of our lives. I say
but
we do this.
Okay. My name is Sherry.
You're Sherry Golden Girl. Gotcha.
Yep. And we live on a yacht.
All right. All right.
And we have a houseboy named Marco. Okay, wait.
I'm so in. No, I'm telling you, let's do this. We just need two more people. We're in.
We don't, though. We don't.
It's just us. It's just us. All right, cool.
It's just the golden girls. All right, girls, oh, cool. Guys. Okay.
I'm in. I'll be a golden girl, which is...
Now, this is a tougher question, though. If you were to have a kid,
mm-hmm.
What age would you want him or her to lose their virginity at?
I was about 15. So I think that'd be about the floor, like when youngest that I think would be like okay with them.
Regardless of gender?
Yeah. I mean, gosh, it's one of those things I think I'm assuming that when you have a kid, like, yes, you want to be on top of all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, they are their own people.
Sure.
So like 15, yeah, it's my floor kind of thing. Yeah, I'd say about 32. I want them to wait till they're married. I guess when it comes to kids, like, do you even want to know?
Well, I don't know.
In a funny way.
I just would want to make sure that...
I mean, don't you want, just genuine love between the two people and...
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
But also, there's so much emphasis on that first time that might be too much emphasis. Like, it's supposed to be special. And it's like skiing for the first time or something. It's like, you're not going to be good.
You're running headlong into a tree.
Enjoy it. So we build up this thing, and so I guess
what about you? How would you answer that, age wise?
I don't know. For me, like, there was such a lack of communication, like the dialogue between the parents in my community mm-hmm. and the kids. So. Everything was hidden and secret and like forbidden. And that made it
in
alluring,
yeah.
Of course. Cold, very, very cold ones.
Yeah, see, I'm on to something.
Uh-huh. So I don't know. I would like to think that maybe I could have a different dialogue with my kid.
You want better for your kids than you had, kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. But I do think that we have this crazy idea.
Hey, Julia, how's your sex life? Yeah. Like, you also don't want to do that either.
right. But I do think we have this crazy idea of, like, it should be massively special because inevitably it's not going to be. Even if you're in love, even if you think I'm going to marry, like, it's like, how do you get...
Oh, mine was special.
Wait, then go on.
Yeah.
Am I delusional?
It wasn't gross or weird. It was, yeah. It's like, yeah, we planned it.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Fuck.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, I go,
shit,
you know,
man.
Okay. Go,
tell us about it.
So,
no, you're making everybody envious.
It was warm and sticky, and I thought, like, geez, this is weird. And I realized, am I doing it right?
Is that what it meant by tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was pretty. And, okay. And also, we listened to the White Album. So there you go. It was like, that was in a nutshell. That's. I was like, am I doing it right? This is really warm and sticky. There's so many new smells. What's going on? So yes, that was me losing my virginity at 15. So, man, but like, oh gosh, yeah, that was yeah. Listen to Rocky Raccoon and just boy, oh boy.
Oh. Love it. Okay, favorite food to cook when you're stoned?
I'm a soup maker. I like making soup. I like spending all day making soup.
Wait. I'm pretty good.
You're a soup
sort of. Yeah. What's your?
I do. Listen, I do chicken. My beef is like.
Wait a minute. Do you do like a bone thing?
Yeah, I do. I do it all from scratch, and I use like at the bones. I go to the butcher and everything. My ham soup is. Okay, do you know what a pickleback is?
No.
So you take a shot of whiskey and then you take a shot of like pickle juice.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a piggyback.
Of course.
It's a shot of whiskey and shot of ham broth. And I'm telling you, it's the...
No.
Yes, it's freaking amazing. I swear to God, you just, like, yes.
So what
I wish I brought ham broth with me.
So the ham broth, it just... What does it do to your palate? What does it happen after you take a shot of whiskey? What does it taste like?
It takes the kick off of like the whiskey itself.
So it's almost like taking a lime after taking a shot of tequila.
Yes, exactly. That's what the picklebacks are essentially. So it's the same. It's the same kind of process. And boom. And my I have gallons of ham broth. And
I don't
other
know
broth.
Where you live, but I'm going to track you down.
Hell yeah.
I want gallons of ham broth.
My lady friend, she just got me a ham for Valentine's Day to bake. It was great. She knows me, man, and she knows like I bake.
That's awesome.
And bone in and everything. I'm telling you, I have soup to make tonight. It's gonna be great.
What'd you get her for Valentine's Day?
I got her some flowers, and I got her Pagemaster poster.
Oh, really?
It's like, here's my new movie, Pagemaster. Like, you're welcome. Look at. We got to put this up. It's 4 feet by 3 feet. Like,
I love it.
It's gigantic. Here you go. Kiss my young face.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I got to do something, you know? It's better than nothing. Am I right, kids?
Hey. Woo! Oh, I already asked this question.
Is it about Whoopi Goldberg?
But you didn't answer it.
What was it?
What's the sexiest quality you find in a woman?
Again, it's one of those things where I want it all. You can say you're a butt person or a breast person. I have a special lady friend. She's Asian, so I can make Asian jokes now, too. It's great.
Wait, is that how it works? Actually, I don't know if you're correct on that.
I'm pretty sure I can.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know. Let's give it a whirl.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. You're on my side here. Yeah. I can totally look at. Like, yeah.
I have a porn
yes.
voice. But it's a Washington State where I'm from. Mm-hmm. It's actually myself mm-hmm. voice. If I didn't make it in comedy, Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, and 4. Not 5, too old.
Too old.
My backup plan was, of course, to do
porn?
Vocals
oh, gotcha.
For porn.
Yeah, I got you. Can you do it? Can you
oh, yeah.
Give me
oh,
something.
Oh,
give me
yeah. something. Oh, listen, I'm going to blow your fucking mind right
okay,
now.
Okay, close my eyes.
All right, so my idea would be like I would just dub like for the slightly unenthusiastic.
I want to hear this, and I want everyone else to hear this.
It's good.
Show it to me.
I could go on.
I know, I know. Jeez, this is great.
It's good,
I
need, right?
I, yeah.
Thank you. Good backup plan.
Yeah, good backup plan. Yeah, I need you to do my new outgoing message on my voicemail.
Oh, hi. Oh, you didn't get my. But maybe I'll get back to you. Oh.
Sold. I just have Jefferson Starship as my outgoing message. I want that now.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Yeah, no.
But don't,
good backup
do
plan.
Men must realize how ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's still a turn on.
Yeah, I mean.
Go on.
I can't say this about your voice because you're like, you know, you're my best friend. Yeah, different. But, I can't. That's weird. But
I know.
It's a, yeah, of course it's a turn on. I don't know if it's a turn on, like men making orgasm noises is not a turn on to women, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, what's a man?
That, is that yours?
Harumph.
They,
splat. Done.
There we go. That's perfect. Was that sexy?
Nacho.
Anna, was that sexy at all?
That's it, right? There you go. See? There you go. I know all the ladies in this room. They're going, hey, look at that Mac. Look at him sleeping.
Let's do the advice call now, and then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll do Max podcast.
Cool. Okay, great.
You want to do that?
It's like Dear Abby?
Yeah, a little bit,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're gonna call Jenny. Jenny is here in California, and she is 29.
Ooh, Jenny, yeah. 29.
Hello?
Hey, Jenny, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, Sim. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Here's Anna.
Hi, Jenny.
I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you so much for submitting a question and being on our podcast. It means the world to me. Thank you.
We have a really great guest. Anna, you want to introduce our guest?
We have Macaulay Culkin.
It's me.
Oh, my God. Hi.
What? No, you go ahead.
I just watched Party Monster the other day.
Gosh, well, it's no Pagemaster, but, you know.
Hey, Jenny, tell us what's going on with your dad and your wedding. Congratulations, by the way. She's getting married.
Oh, congratulations. Thank you
so much. What's going on with this dad situation? Tell us about it.
Okay, so there's like a lot of backstory, but I'm going to just say, like, I haven't talked to him and my dad in about just over 6 years, right before I started dating my fiance. We're getting married in November, and my older brother, we're really close. He's officiating our wedding. He wanted me to reach out to my dad and invite him. But growing up, my dad was really mentally abusive. And honestly, you know, my life has been like a lot less stressful without him in it. But, you know, my brother means a lot to me, and I'm a people pleaser too. So my brother is actually the only one in my family who still talks to him. And he assured me that he's changed and, you know, I should give him another chance. So I reached out to him, to my dad, and I let him know about our engagement and that he was going to be invited to our wedding. And, you know, he was great at first. He welcomed both my fiance and I with open arms. But a few days after we got together, he invited my fiance and I to come to their Christmas Eve party. So this was around the holidays. So with his wife's family, but it was just about 10 days until Christmas, and we already had plans with my fiance's family. So I said something like, I'm so sorry, Dad, I don't want to disappoint you, but we already have plans and we can't make it. But I also offered for us to come like the weekend after Christmas to celebrate then, but, he was just super pissed. Like, he told me how disrespectful I was and how he was planning on giving my fiance and I a check for $10,000 if we came to the party. But now he was going to spend it, you know, however he pleased, and he hung up on me. And so about 4 days later, I got a Christmas card in the mail from him saying, you know, he wished we could have come to Christmas, but maybe next year, and a check for $5,000. So I told him in a text, thank you for the gesture, but we can't accept the money. And maybe we need more time apart to figure out how to have a relationship. So a few days later, we wished each other Merry Christmas through text. And that was the last time we spoke. So now I have no idea whether I should still invite him to my wedding or not. I mean, I don't really want to, but I also don't really want it to ruin the possibility of ever having a relationship with him. So I guess my question is, should I invite my dad to my wedding, or do I not invite him and risk it being the last nail in the coffin for our relationship?
Well, I have a quick question. Can you start from the top? No, I'm kidding. Sure. No, I'm joking.
I know, right?
I know. Yeah, No. Listen, I get it. I have a weird relationship with my father. Look, yeah. It's your wedding day. It's the one day that you can actually be selfish, and it's all about you and whatever makes you happy. I mean, and you know, don't let anybody rain on your parade regardless. I know yes, you have to think long term and short term and so forth, but like, no, just have the best wedding you can possibly have is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. I know. And the thing is, he doesn't talk to anyone in our family. So I'm like, it's going to be kind of awkward for him to be there with the rest of my family, too.
Here's the question. What would make you happy? Period.
I'm not sure. I just want to make everyone happy. So it's kind of hard. Like, I don't know how, if I would feel guilty if it hurt him, but I don't even know if he would care.
You have to figure out the answer to that question. You know, you have to figure out the answer to that question. What makes you happy?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think I would want him. I don't want him there really on my own, you know, but I think about other people.
Be honest with yourself.
Jenny, yeah. I think, weddings and funerals, but weddings more than anything, people show their hands, like they show their cards, you know, like if somebody's going to bring like whatever agenda they have to the table, they don't even mean to. It's subconscious a lot of times, but I would invite him because I'm worried that the whole time that while you're enjoying this special day, you're thinking about his absence. And
That's valid. Yeah.
I think that, of course, it's your day. And worst case scenario, he doesn't show up, or he makes a scene, or he makes you feel bad. But most likely, I would put my money on a little bit of a silent presence. And
we also don't know this guy from a hole in the ground, so maybe he won't be a silent presence.
True, true, mm-hmm. true, very true.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But I think that the fact that you're asking the question means that you'll be noting his absence there. And who knows? The best case scenario, I wouldn't necessarily bank on this at all, but the best case scenario is that he's touched and honored by it, and it somehow is like an olive branch that you've extended. And I think that as we get older, I wouldn't want you looking back on that day ever regretting not being the bigger person.
I know that's exactly what that's the hesitation that I have is like, I just don't want to regret, you know, feel bad that
exactly.
I didn't invite him and I don't want to hurt him.
And you know what? Like you just, and it's not, you know what it is though? You're not being weak in inviting him. You're being strong. It means that it's not, I view myself as a people pleaser too, but
am I right? But, I mean, you should hear her porn voice.
I would mentally sort of reconstruct this a little bit in your head. It's a strong move of you to invite him. And if your brother supports you, that you love and you're close to, your great fiance, and you can structure this how you want it.
But maybe there's a reason why her family members don't like talk to this person anymore. Maybe this person's a crappy person.
True.
And he shouldn't be there.
Oh, completely. That's why I'm unqualified.
Yeah, I know. Well, we all are.
I know. There's like so much backstory.
Jenny, let me ask you a question. Jenny, if you were to invite your dad, would he be the one that walks you down the aisle?
Oh no, hell no, Anne.
Okay, well, would he be offended if you didn't ask him?
I think he would. And that's why I think he was trying to give me the $10,000 because he was trying to pay for my wedding. And my mom is paying for it. My mom is walking me down the aisle. I think that was his motive. And he struggles from like undiagnosed mental illnesses. So one second he's like the best guy ever. And then the next second he like has had me on the floor just like sobbing, you know? So, that's why I don't talk to him anymore. And then I tried to, you know, start this relationship over and then he just blew up in my face, not even like a month after I reached out.
So is it an open bar at the wedding?
No. Jenny, why?
Yeah.
Jenny, why doesn't your older brother why can't he advise you on this?
Well, so my brother, he's a lot different than us. So he's Mormon and none of us are. And my dad kind of adjusted his personality to him. So my brother is really close to him because my dad kind of doesn't act the way he normally does around him. So my brother doesn't really understand why you know, none of us talk to him, but he's 7 years older than me. So he know, and my parents split, you know, he just wasn't involved in it. I was involved in it more. So I just said was affected, you know, since I was a little kid, and my brother just never had the kind of experience as I was. And he's super forgiving, you know, because of his religion and, you know, yeah, I think my dad just completely alters himself around my brother. And then when I saw my dad, he talked so much shit about my brother.
Okay, I'm sort of taking my advice back.
I feel like it's a lot more trouble than it's worth. Yeah. It seems like now.
Yeah, again, it's hard to throw this kind of advice out.
And what does your fiance think, though? Does your fiance?
Good question.
He's so supportive. He's just like, whatever I want to do, you know, he's on board with. And he, you know, he knew all the backstory of my dad, and he still was supportive. If I wanted to reach out to him, he was willing to. I mean, he went there. And my dad, he's just kind of like the epitome of like a douchebag. Like, he like makes stripper jokes, and you know, and so like the first question he really asked was like, oh, are you going to get a stripper for your bachelor party? And that was the first time Kyle met him. He was like, no, I mean, probably
okay,
not.
Yeah, Jenny,
okay.
I take it all back.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, there's a reason why I haven't talked to him for so long. And then he just like laid it all out and was like, well, there it is again. He hasn't changed. You know, my brother's like, oh, he's changed, but he's changed for him. And he's not, he hasn't really, you know, so it just.
My final advice would be don't invite your father. But also.
Can you get a new father?
But the more important.
All right, please, I know. My fiance's father. Oh my gosh. My fiance's father. I'm like, I'm so excited for him to be like my father. I'm
oh,
like,
good.
Cool. He has That's a wonderful awesome. Family. I'm so excited.
But here's what I think you should do. I think you should explain to your brother in maybe like an email, because I don't know, like it might be a little too much, but explain to him like, hey, this is why I'm not inviting dad. I don't want to be worried about him offending people. I don't want to be like looking over my shoulder and like worried about like if he like I want this day to be about, you know, my fiance and myself, or, you know, my husband and you know what I mean? I would just be clear to your brother about that. Because it sounds like that's the most important relationship in the family circle that you have. And don't invite your dad. You don't need to. I'm sorry I said that before.
Hey, listen, this is, I mean, Mac was, you know, you were spot on.
Yeah,
your initial
you totally
gut
were.
Was right.
Yeah,
I'm fuck you, Mac.
Yeah, it's not about what your brother wants. It's about what you want. This is your special day. You know, it's like, yeah, figure out what you want.
But I don't want her to get pressure from her brother eventually. Like, why didn't you invite dad? Like, I thought we were, you know.
Those are other days. This is your wedding.
Oh, go, no, completely.
That's what I mean.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, a little bit of maybe a communication. Like Jenny can say to her brother, like, I love you so much. You're like the most important family member to me. But I just want you to know I'm not inviting dad, and I hope you don't think that it's for whatever, but I love you, and I just don't want to be looking over my shoulder in my dress worried about my father or our father. When I want to be sort of celebrating. Anyway, is that helpful at all?
Yeah. It's just so nice to hear. Like, I mean, you guys don't know me at all, and it's just nice to hear that you hear this story, and that's your gut, you know, feeling. So,
oh my God, thank you so much for sharing. And I have to tell you, Jenny, like, it means the world when our callers, because we get these amazing emails from people who have had similar problems after these podcasts get released, and it just means the world. So, thank you
so much, Jenny.
Much.
Glad the page master.
I love you, and congratulations. And what? When are you? You're getting married in November.
November 3rd.
Oh my!
Actually, I wanted to just say real quick. I'm like, sorry, Anna. I loved your book. I listened to your audiobook, and it just like it was like listening to one of my best friends share their story, and it was really relatable. I loved it so much.
Jenny, thank you so much. That means the world. I love you, and congratulations.
Email me your address, so we're gonna send you a wedding gift. Anna and I are gonna send you a wedding gift. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So email me your address.
It's Macaulay Culkin in the mail.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It was so rare to talk to all of you guys. Thank you, Macaulay. Holly. Yeah, and I love you, Anna.
I love you, too. And please keep us posted, okay?
I didn't want to forget to say it.
Thanks so much, Jenny.
Thanks, Bunch.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Man, you were right.
He was right. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And that is so hard for me to say.
You sound just like my girlfriend.
I thought she was your lady friend.
She's my special lady friend.
Yeah.
She's seen me naked and didn't run away, so she's my special lady friend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. We're amazing. Look at us. Amazing.
We had a blast.
People.
This was a blast.
Oh, good.
And
good.
I have plenty
fist bumps
of
all around. Vocal fist bumps.
Bunny Ears. You want to promote your podcast?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I got Bunny Ears.
Go subscribe.
Pod. Yeah, like, you know.
And Anna's going to be on it.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
So, yeah, we're going to do that. I got bunnyears.com and a whole bunch of other kind of like things. Yeah, we do. Shut up.
Wait, you have a movie, too. You have a movie?
Changemaster?
Like... No, yeah, Changemaster.
What's it called? What is it called?
It's called The Changemaster. Yes.
No, what is it called? Seriously.
Pagemaster.
No.
And I have whatever else, a social media thing.
Wait, you're not going to say, what's the name of the movie?
Oh, I did a movie called Changeland.
I'm sorry.
But there's nothing really to talk about.
Okay, I didn't.
It's just my first movie in 10 years, and like I was just like, yeah, cool. I'm in Thailand now, apparently, and I'm doing Muay Thai.
You're living a great life.
Ah, yeah, no.
You really, I feel like you're really enjoying your life.
Yeah, I do good.
I want to pitch you a movie.
Is it Thai?
It's called The Changemaster.
The Changemaster, yes. It's a Thailand
and it's
version
about,
of
like,
a...
No,
Thailand. Okay.
No, it's not Thailand. No, we don't have that kind of cash. It's we're up in Regina.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sketch.
Are we in Boca Raton? We're being Golden Girls?
No,
oh, okay,
we're
darn.
In Regina, Saskatchewan. So you're the master of change.
Yes.
And so you control all change.
I'm in.
Do you like it?
I'm in.
I love you, Regina. I love you, Julie.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.